Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Brian, for updating us with that information. It was great. Just before I get started, I'd just like to briefly respond, if it's in order, Mr. Chair, to a couple of comments made in the public comment section, or not? These are general comments, not specifically related to...
I don't know the practice, but I've noticed in the last meetings that I presided that there was no comment.
You can say whatever you want.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I would be really grateful if you give me a chance to make the mistake before you correct it. I was just saying my observation, but Andrew Phillips is an ex officio member of the board, and as a member of the board, he can say what any other board member could say. And I see nods, so I'm glad to see that I'm together with some of the board members at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's not true that KPFA didn't celebrate Black History Month. It is true that we didn't get onto it as quickly as we should. It's also true that I received, I don't believe, any applications from producers for Black History Month. Now, I'm the general manager. I came back to radio after 17 years working in gardens. Before that, I was 20 years in broadcasting. I travelled around the world. I've had a lot of experience. But I'm not a producer at KPFA, I'm the manager. And I expect producers to take advantage of the opportunity of a community radio station provided by the Pacifica Foundation for 64 years to use it, pull the levers and press the buttons. It's not all up to management to make these decisions. You all, not me. I speak specifically to the Berkeley community. This is your community. I'm currently a visitor, and I love Berkeley, and I love Oakland. I like the East Bay. But I've been here much shorter time than you have, so I urge you as a community to do your part too in coming up with suggestions for programs, for ideas, and put it on the table. Don't expect me or other people at the station to do it all. So I think it's a little bit unfair to think that we're going to do it when our producers really need to step up. And I encourage them. Now, maybe in the past they haven't had that encouragement, but they have it from me, full on. Secondly, guts and integrity. Well, I hope we got the guts, and I believe we got the integrity. And there's two, if not three, sides to every story. And I can't tell you everything. All I know, I've got a file deeper than this on this particular subject concerning one of our producers, who everybody knows who I'm talking about, but I'm going to leave it right there. It's not a new situation. It's been going on a long time. And I think it's official that the union, the CWA, has filed 5 grievances as a result of statements made on air. And as manager and as a foundation, we have the obligation, the legal obligation, to respond. And if we don't respond, we likely suffer serious litigation and 6-figure rulings, quite possibly. We have to respond. It's not a matter of choice. It's a matter of good management. Community radio, lack of local reporting. Well, I just don't think that's true. I don't think there's any other station in the Bay Area that has as much local reporting as KPFA, which isn't to say that we could have and should have probably more local reporting, but we certainly have a lot. And we have substantial diversity. And once again, which isn't to say we can't have more, but there is diversity. And the idea that KPFA is not diverse is just not true, factually. And I've said this before, and I'll point it out again. If you really want to talk about diversity and the base of what this community is, you want to look at the census, who actually lives here, let's start with that. And I suggest you go to the wiki and look at the breakdown of diversity in our community and stack it up against KPFA, and I think you'll find we're doing pretty well, actually. I want to get on with the report now. I want to repeat what Brian said, that after 23 days, our winter drive returned $740,000, which is $5,000 above our goal, and that last year our winter drive ran for 25 days, 2 days longer, and returned $100,000 less. So we're very pleased with the effort. want to particularly thank David Gans and his crew. They did a fantastic job on the Grateful Dead Marathon once again. Brought in an enormous amount of money. How much, David?
Grossed a little over $31,000 on the day, and then I ran some auctions on Facebook that closed on March 6th, and that's good for a little over $3,000 more, I think.
Thank you.
Assuming everybody pays up.
Well, thank you. Produced, I might add, by an unpaid staffer. Up front, a paid program returned $88,000 through the drive, returning approximately $5,500 an hour, which was really important and very gratifying since we made the change to bring upfront to the air. Our mornings have improved a lot. The morning mix, which I have a lot of respect for, and it's going nowhere in the sense that it's not being taken off the air by any means, and a lot of people thought it would be, but that's not happening. At the end of fund drives, we preempt the morning mix as we preempt many programs to raise money for our radio station. Because without the money, we don't keep the lights on. I mean, people, including myself, who sometimes complain about the Pacifica system, we have to acknowledge it is the system. I didn't create it, and neither did you. We have a paid staff, and we have an unpaid staff. That's the way it is. If the governance structure chooses to change that, that would be up to them. But as manager, I will manage the system that I have to manage, and that's what I have to manage. Now, I'll put it out there. I wrote an article in the 2013 Project Censored, page 200, which is quite critical of this quote-unquote two-party system. But it isn't to say that I won't manage it. I will, and I do. And it's a system that we have to deal with now. And we're dealing with it fairly successfully, I would suggest, under pretty difficult circumstances at KPFA. A group of our producers did yeoman's work to bring us in over our goal. I want to also thank our support staff, particularly Phil Osagator, our subscriptions director, who has also pitched in to assist in our newly emerging development efforts. We convened two staff meetings last week, one at 2 o'clock, which was well attended by about three dozen people, and about a dozen people attended the evening meeting. There was a little bit of controversy about some board members being at the meeting. I didn't quite understand why that was so controversial. I think transparency is probably a pretty good idea. I don't have a problem with it personally, but maybe I'm too casual sometimes. Goalbusters were here during the fund drive, during the early part of the fund drive, and many of you met them. We had a good time with them. They said, and they do feel to be part of our team. We had another phone conversation with them yesterday, and minutes later I get the KPFA development plan comes back over the phone. They're very efficient. We're working. We put in a $60,000 grant to the National Endowment for the Arts for our apprenticeship program. That went in last week. We've raised about $10,000 from two asks. And I do not have a problem with asking people for money, rich people particularly. I think that's a strategy which we've been asked to do. And it's surprising to me to hear now that some people say we shouldn't be doing that. Did I hear that? If I did, I didn't. It didn't go in. It went in one ear and out the other. We will be asking people for money. It's another income strategy. Goalbusters will be at KPFA again during our May fund drive, running from April the 30th to May the 22nd, as it stands. On April the 15th, which is the 64th birthday of KPFA, and I will let Barbara Whipperman explain plans. She and others have been working on that. But we also plan a 64th birthday picnic in the summer, and the outreach folks are dealing with that. So we want to celebrate the 64th birthday. The 64th Goalbusters event is a fundraising event. Happens to be around the birthday, but the real birthday will be the big free open picnic held in the summer. FSRN ran into a rough spot. It's happened before. Pacifica owes FSRN, I'm sure Tracy will correct me if I'm wrong, Tracy, $250,000 in deficit. FSRN were about to close the books, close the door and sack their staff last week. We called them, we said, Pacifica owes you some money. Okay, you need $35,000 to keep the doors open. I wrote a check, they've got it. It will be deducted from central services. It'll be deducted from central services since it's a Pacifica fee. KPFA, okay. You all know, I think, that Richard Wolff's economic update is now on Fridays. Mitch Jeserich was really the one, the instrumental behind that. He suggested that. I agreed. Mitch works really hard. He's on 4 days a week, and Rick Wolff comes on Fridays. And I think it's really, you know, really beefed up our economic program. I have suggested, and I'll say it again, that I think that our economic programming is really outstanding. And I think it's the kind of programming that could be marketed as far as Wall Street, quite frankly. Rick Wolff, Doug Henwood, and some of the other people who hear on our air, if we were to get that together, it's very easy to get transcription programs and get that information transcribed. I think we've got a pretty valuable financial service which we could sell at a high price, not just on Wall Street, maybe around the world. It's called added value. I think we could do something like that. Fukushima. Dennis Bernstein flew to New York this weekend. He will be covering a two-day medical implications of Fukushima International Conference being held in New York City. Will be covered live on 1 hour. Will be covered live on Flashpoints and in New York City. And Pacifica is recording as much of this important historic event as possible with the help of John L. Maller, the Pacifica technical master. He's dealing with that, and that's great. Very briefly, coming events. Nancy Mullane, Life After Murder, 5 Men in Search of Redemption, coming up Wednesday, March 13. I'll just read the names. We're doing a controversial project on going to Tehran, why the U.S. must come to terms with the Islamic Republic of Iran, Flint and Hillary Leverett. This will be a controversial program. It will be presented in the form of a debate. Jane Goodall, the wonderful Jane Goodall, for whom Bob Baldock did a most beautiful poster, I don't know if you've seen it, Seeds of Hope, Wisdom and Wonder from the World of Plants, Gar Alporovitz, the Community Wealth Solution, Eve Ensler, In the Body of the World, Eduardo Galeano, once again, the great Uruguayan writer, and Jeremy Scahill, all coming to Berkeley. Thank you to Bob Baldock, who I said the other day, to me, Bob Baldock is a producer. I don't tell producers how to produce their programs. He produces the program, and he does a darn good job. People have complaints. Let's hear them. Bring it on. Let's get more diversity. Nothing wrong with that. But I don't think we should be demonizing Bob Baldock, who for 25 years has kept this station alive, probably more than most of us. I think basically with that, I've finished the major part of my report, and I would like to talk about some personal issues in executive session, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Questions
first. Gee, Dory, that's exactly what I was going to say. I have noticed in the past that in the question periods, people have advocated and gone beyond questions. I don't want to stand here and hit the gavel, but I would really appreciate if people who address the station manager at his report, the treasurer at her report, limit it to questions, and then we can take up substantive issues that you want to in the proper place on the agenda. And now I see Dan's hand for questions. Our next person, I see Andrea, and I see Tracy, and I see Joy, and let's start there. Dan.
So we're going to have to be creative, Mr. Chair. Well, my first question is, haven't you all done a great job on the fund drive? And I think you have. That's my input into the question, and I really mean that sincerely. And I also have a question. Is there anything wrong with asking the rich and the poor to contribute what they can to Pacifica, which, again, I can't understand why anybody would object to that. My other question, though, is a more serious question. I have to say that I agree with a lot of the comments that Mindy expressed earlier regarding our local news coverage. And, you know, my question, Andrew, is, what can we do to improve that coverage? I don't want to argue about whether, you know, it's non-existent or better than other media, but as someone who's involved in a lot of local politics, particularly around issues of police abuse and quality of public education, given that media outlets like the Chronicle and the Tribune and KCBS and KGO have almost completely closed their doors to such coverage, what can we do at Pacifica to improve our coverage of some of these key local issues?
A very brief answer, Dan. I think your comments might right there accelerate some change. I would like perhaps to invite you to come to our newsroom and sit down and give your advice. You're a local, knowledgeable person. You're a lawyer. I'd appreciate it. I think that would go a long way to encouraging our news department to explore some of these issues, if indeed that's necessary.
Andrea.
Somebody get her mic? Thank you. Thank you for your report, Andrea. It's very informative. I noticed one of the themes I detect in your report has to do with, I mean, it seems like there's a few things. How do we get special programming, whether it's Black History Month, whether it's Women's History Month? That question of how do we get programmers to come forward and such. Also this question of local news. How do we, you know, I can confess to feeling some amount of frustration about seeing stories going down in Berkeley and not knowing how to connect with the news department in a way that will kind of get a reporter involved in the stories. And I don't really know what the process for that is. And if I don't, I'm willing to bet that the community at large is really pretty baffled about it. And so unless you have an in, unless you have a personal relationship with a programmer, it's very hard to... I'm sorry, Mr. Did you want to say something? Mr. Sawyer? So all of this to say, what's happening with the program council? And have we made any moves? Because I detect a little bit of heat when I hear you talking about diversity and this stuff and if people got a problem. But it feels like we could, A, gather the suggestions for Black History Month, gather the suggestions for special programs. If we were to provide an opportunity and a platform for the public to do that, and also if we were to offer support, like if a programmer, do they have to move mountains? What are the obstacles? If I'm an unpaid staff and I have an idea, I'm just curious about how accessible is it to get that stuff in the fore. I'm also curious about the upcoming program on going to Tehran. I'm curious if Voices of the Middle East was involved in that at all. It seems like some expertise in that area would enhance the program. I guess when we talk about diversity, I guess I'm always heartened to hear African-American people invited to do Black history stuff and women invited to do women's program. And if people have a particular area of familiarity, I love it when we really make best use of that. So I guess that's a lot. And my other thing is that I'm curious about where the development, I don't know if you're going to stay for the development conversation.
Andrew?
Are you intending to stay for the... Because I would humbly ask that you do, because we've been trying to connect the LSB with, and I that I'm interested, and I've been expecting a phone call or a communication to let me know when the development effort was underway and how I could participate in that. We actually have some proposals from this side of the table that we'd love to share with you, but sadly they're not going to be effective if we can't connect. And so I'm hoping that you can help me out in that way.
I slipped up. I'm going to ask Andrew to respond to the question now, but one of the things that I started at the last meeting was to have all the questions come in and then Andrew answer them, because I don't want time to run out before the board can fully voice the questions. But because I did not make this announcement before you came in, I just got a note. I'm sorry, got distracted for a moment. So I'm going to ask Andrew to answer Andrea. And then the other folks that I have, Tracy, Jory, Janet, and others who want to ask questions. And then I'll turn the mic back to Andrew for the responses. And I remind people, as that awful non-Apple screen reminds me, that we have a three-minute time limit that we have decided upon.
Thank you, Burton. I'll try to be quick. How to get more local news? Well, I think I suggest that Dan and other people, we could convene a meeting with our news department, no problem, and talk about that. The LSB has an important oversight function. I'm not telling you your business. I think you know much more about this than I, but my understanding has an important oversight function, as does the Community Advisory Board, and one of them would be to do exactly this, to point out that perhaps we're not fulfilling our function and perhaps as well as we should be with news. So I would urge the local station board to take that one on. I repeat again, I'm the manager at KPFA, and what I just said was what a manager does. He delegates and asks for help where he needs it, he or she needs it, and we move on. I mean, I don't necessarily do everything. I don't press all the buttons, but I can push a lever so a button gets pushed over there, and that's my style. Project proposals. Well, these really come from – I mean, there is a system at community radio, isn't there? We have an LSB. We have producers that get into the system, and once the producer's in the system, some of them get on the air, some of them get on the air sometimes. The program proposals usually come from producers who get into the station because they logically know the medium of radio. They probably know how to – one hopes they do anyway. So those project proposals usually come from our producers. They don't usually come from outside the station, and if they do, they're very hard to get on the air quite often. We don't have the room, we don't have the space, we don't have the system. As far as I know, KPFA never has. Point I was making, that I received very few proposals from our staff at KPFA, if any, for Black History or for Women's History for that matter. We did put the word out. We need to put it out earlier. We need to be more aggressive about it. But I'm hoping that we will get these proposals coming in. Now, there are some producers who in the Filipino community, we do two annual events celebrating Filipino history. I get notification of that at least 6-8 weeks in advance. It goes into the system. Never been a problem. So there are ways to do this. They work. I'm open. People will tell you that my door is open most of the time. Ask is a good thing. Take initiative and ask is a good start. Program council. Not much has happened on that. I don't really want to talk about that today, but I think it would be good to have a whole meeting, perhaps, Burton, on the program council. It's such a big event, a big thing, and difficult, and I absolutely agree needs to be addressed. But in the meantime, we do not have a program council. Going to Tehran, I think if you speak to Sharam about that, he may want to address that. He did have a discussion, I believe, with Bob Baldock about that. I'm not wasn't party to that discussion. I think, if I'm not mistaken, well, he can speak for himself, but I think you guys were invited to participate if you wanted. There's a lot of discussion, but I think it was equitably worked out because it was a bit controversial at the top, at the start of this, because the people speaking are not very popular in some quarters. Their opinion is not very well received, but that shouldn't be a problem. We're broadcasters. We're radio. That's probably good. Let's debate it. Let's put it out on the air. Let's have a discussion. That's what I say, and I think that's what will happen at that event. Development. Well, you know, we're doing development, as I've said before, for the first time in a long time. I think we're having some success now. We're very happy with the way the development team has worked. You've met them, Andrea, as a lot of people have. I mean, not everybody can be involved in every meeting. I mean, we have a manager, we have a development person. Development people, rather, they're working on it. If you have any ideas or suggestions, you can stream them through me, and I'll be happy to send them on to the development people. Goldbusters.
So does that mean we're not part of the, there's not a committee that includes LSB members?
and not from the station's point of view. There may be an LSB committee, but they're not from the station's point of view, no. Okay. All right. I think that's the end of that section.
Okay. I have the following people so far on the question period: Tracy, Joy, Janet, and David. Andrea and Jack.
Okay.
And this is not. Hold it a second, folks, please. This is not a requirement, it's a request. Please keep in mind the time, and please keep in mind keeping the microphone up close, Shram. Andrea, you will be recognized after people who have not spoken have had a chance. Troy, you're pointing out someone?
Ramsey, you missed him.
Oh, Ramsey, okay. Got you.
Sorry, I'm
Tracy, Joy, Janet, David, Jack, Sharam, Ramsey, and then if nobody who has not yet spoken wants does not want the floor, Andrea.
Okay. I'll be fast. I wanted to make two, I guess, suggestion questions and then just make one brief comment. I will say from my own vantage point as a board member, because at this point, thanks to the internet, lots and lots of people know that I'm a KPFA board member. And I get a lot of approaches from people who are often trying to get KPFA to express interest in or perhaps cover this story or that story or this issue or that issue. Really, I would say it happens about once a week and often more frequently than that. And I do try to give them specific programmer contacts, and some of that has resulted in stories, I know. But it's kind of an ad hoc system, so I want to kind of reiterate what Andrea is saying, which is that there's a whole lot of people, and some of them really well-connected people, that have absolutely no idea how to successfully contact KPFA. They call and leave messages, and they don't get answered, and they send emails, and they don't go anywhere. And they use the emails on the website, and they're not always up to date, or people don't answer. And it's a bit of a befuddling kind of thing. And we would deliver on our mission better if we had a clearer input for information. I know it's time-consuming for people to go through those phone calls and go through those emails, but it's also really, it's a gold mine, and it's the way that a community radio station needs to function. So my hope would be that we could take a look at what those input systems are and, you know, get some information out on our website about exactly how those input systems work, partially because it's tiring to keep telling people this all the time, and two, you know, because I'm channeling a lot of people's frustration. And ad hoc is not the way to do this. I mean, it's nice if you happen to know a programmer or know somebody who knows a programmer. But that's not always the case, and especially when you're dealing with underrepresented communities, that's, you know, three times not the case. So for what it's worth, I think it's an area where we would get a lot from improving what we're doing. Second thing is about program proposals. I hear you saying that you know, you need more proposals coming in from programmers, and that may be true. And I would also say that if we could perhaps...
What does that say, Marty? 1 minute?
30 seconds.
Oh, shoot. That if we could perhaps widen the pool that we're asking. I know, for example, when the National Radio Project sends out pitches, I get those emails from four different places, me, and I'm not pitching to the NRP, frequently because they have a really wide basket. And so I think you could, I think if you widen the basket of who you're asking, you would get more programming proposals for special events coverage. Finally, I know you asked me to correct you, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to. As far as I know, FSRN's annual contract is $250,000, and the last I heard, Pacifica was 3 months behind, so I don't think that number was...
Okay. Right. A couple of things, folks, your indulgence. Watch two things. Margie will give warnings, and Brian has a screen that does an actual countdown. Keep your eye on it. I'm going to ask the vice chair to take over for a few minutes because... I have to, for the same reason that a certain senator ended a filibuster.
Oh, God.
ahead of me was Joy, Janet, Dave, David, Jack, Sharam, Ramses, Andrea. Is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay. Joy.
Thank you, Andrew, for your report. But I wanted to ask you a couple of things. First, you keep saying that you're just the general manager, yet we don't have a program director and we don't have a development director. So is that work not getting done, number one? For whatever reason, I know it's the LSB and the PMB that has to figure out how to help you get that. But I think we need to look at your role. I would like you to look at your role. You're general manager, but you also have a deficit of a program director and a development director. Those decisions still have to be made. Programs still have to go on. Development has to be done. So you are essentially working in those three jobs. That's my thing. I want to ask you if you agree with that. The other question I wanted to ask is we haven't had an update lately on the signal issue in Santa Cruz. We haven't done any push to get our signal noticed in Santa Cruz, and that sort of got lapsed. I was coming to the meetings, and there was some discussion on it, and it just went away. So I would like to ask you, if not this time, but for the next month, to prepare us an update on what's being done about the issue of the signal in Santa Cruz. Okay? That's it. I hope I'm under 3 minutes, and I hope everybody else can follow my lead.
Someone's got radium chops.
Okay. So, Janet.
Yes. Hi, Andrew. So, several things. One, what role did Goalbusters play in the last fund drive? Was there any direct input or impact? Second, you extended an invitation to Dan to meet with the news staff, I think that's what you did, when the issue of local news was being discussed. Would you be willing to extend that invitation to the rest of the board members? Well, myself, but anybody else who might want to meet with the new staff, and would you be willing to facilitate setting up such a meeting? And then the other thing you mentioned, there were some staff meetings, would you be willing to, send us the minutes, send the minutes to the secretary? And you also said that some LSB members were there. I'm not sure how that happened. I didn't even know, as an LSB member, that there was a staff meeting to possibly attend.
Okay, thank you. David.
That would be me. Andrew, I'm just wondering if you've had any progress in the creating the accounting system for unpaid staff time.
Short answer, no.
Okay.
No.
Is that all?
Who's next?
Pardon? Is that anybody else?
Is that it? Yes, you are. Jack.
Microphone, please.
First, I would like to offer the suggestion that certain things like Black History Month or Women's History Month and other things like that be designated as periods for special programming on the station, with specific invitations for producers to make suggestions, and in a sense, formalize the process, not simply with those two events, but with other recurring themes, so that there's a common understanding that the station is going to do substantial programming with respect to those issues in that period of time. The second thing is I would like to suggest that the news department think about a process by which it periodically brings together people who are involved in particular substantial issues in Bay Area communities for the purpose of periodically learning what those issues are so that there can be an effort made better to cover them.
So I believe the time for this part of the agenda is more than over the 30 minutes. But there are other...
Please, don't interrupt. State the...
There are other questions, and then there are responses, so I'm not sure what to...
Margie?
I move a 10-minute... She's right. We've reached 30 minutes. So I move a 10-minute extension of this portion of the agenda.
Seconded. I'm a little bit confused because earlier in the debate, we spoke about the agenda being essentially flexible.
Right. Yes. Right.
And I remember at the last meeting, there was an item on new business that we just didn't get to. So rather than making motions, and I do appreciate that reminder, Janet, that we've extended the time, we've got to apply discipline, but I don't want us to be in a straitjacket. So if we could extend this, we also have an executive session coming. Please, folks, keep your questions as brief as possible. And remember, Andrew still has to answer them. Does anyone object to the suggestions that I just made for our procedure?
No.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that reminder. The next person is Sharon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't intend to speak, but since the question was brought up regarding this event, I'll do that. There are some, I think there are some general problems with the way these speakers are being selected, but I would talk more about the specific problem with this group that is coming in to speak. There's this husband and wife co-authors of this book. I mean, irrespective of the background, they come from a CIA, National Security Council, State Department. I believe in people. You know, people can actually change. That's not the issue. These two characters actually are lobbyists. Essentially, they're oil lobbyists,
and
they're petroleum lobbyists. They're oil lobbyists. Okay, they are trying to. Essentially, what they're looking for is some sort of rapprochement between the United States and Iran, so that it would facilitate their role as brokers. They're essentially brokers. They don't have any, as far as I'm concerned, they don't have any intellectual credentials. And this is not a view shared by, this view is actually shared by a lot of people in the Iranian community, especially the ones in diaspora. Yes. So I think KPFA made a mistake, actually, in inviting these people to come on board and speak. I do believe this is against the mission of Pacifica, and that talks about peace, issue of peace, and also harmony between nations. What it does, these people are essentially, they go beyond, this is not about having diplomatic relations between Tehran and Washington. These people are essentially apologists for an authoritarian regime. So their book is devoted to talking about, for instance, I'll give you a couple of examples, how the election in 2009 was completely healthy, there was no problem with it, and people actually supported the security agents crushing the protesters. So this is, they go as far as that, saying this is a popular regime and so forth and so on. So I don't think this is, we should offer these people a podium, okay? So I did talk to Bob Baldock, and I think part of the problem is that when we invite these people, we should read their work. We cannot just base it on blurbs on the book, you know, who actually endorsed the book and not. Mm-hmm. So that was part of the problem, I think. We tried to rescue whatever we had, and we offered, he offered some sort of a debate format. So we managed to be able to get this person to come on board and do the debate, you know. But I do seriously think that we should look into these matters a little more, scrutinize these things a little more closely before we commit to these things. And I think I would say the right thing to do in this case would have been to cancel the event. And we should not be... I think we should have the stomach and courage to cancel these events. If we make a mistake, we should not just continue with it as if nothing has happened. That's the problem. And I do still see a problem with the announcement. The way the event being announced on online is problematic. I'll just finish my sentence. And Bob tried to correct it. It's still problematic. It almost looks like that there's a debate over whether they should have a war with Iran or have diplomatic relations. So this poor fellow who is going to be debating looks like a warmonger now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ramses, you're next.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Andrew, for your report. I actually always really appreciate hearing the IGM report. It gives me a lot of insight into the station and what your role is. And then from comments Joy made earlier, I think there's also other positions that are not filled right now. So I think then that there's more work for you to do, more management stuff to do. So I just want to say thanks for bringing that in. And some of the comments you were making about, you know, programming and such, you know, I feel like we do need to do a program council. I would actually like to see us maybe have a, you know, small discussion of it at the next month's meeting. No huge goals for it, but at least start understanding where we all are at in terms of a program council and how we feel about it. I'm not sure if Andrea, if that was what you were discussing in terms of, and maybe having a difference with Andrew in terms of like LSB's involvement. Was that what you were getting to? Oh, that was development? Okay, I thought you meant program council. I may have missed that. But it's both. So I do want to make one comment in regards to like our role with you, Andrew, which is, you know, as listeners, station board members, we're embedded in the community a lot, right? So when you ask, you know, for more ideas, you know, in terms of programming or direction and such, you know, I just want to definitely invite you and encourage you to use us as much as you can in the LSB to arrive at some direction or maybe some decisions, right? I know your role as the GM, IGM, is, you know, you're going to be making a lot of the big decisions, but use us wherever you can for that. And when we offer ourselves, you know, definitely use us for that wherever you can, because I think that's our role to be accountable to our listeners, you know, and as well as accountable to you and vice versa, right? So just keep that in mind. And again, I appreciate the stuff you bring up. And I would like to see program council discussion next month to see where everybody else is at and what they feel about that. And one other thing I heard tossed around, I think, in public comment, you know, was the idea of the town hall, right? So that maybe that's also part of a discussion we can have next month. To start thinking about what goals we have around and how we feel about it, and if that's something we want to do relatively soon, or how we can embed other necessities in the station in regards to doing a town hall. So, thanks.
Craig is next, but as your elected pain in the butt, I would like to remind us all that we're 45 minutes into a one-hour session, and we haven't got the answers yet, nor have we got the executive session yet. Please, folks, try to exercise a little bit of. I'm sorry to do this before you speak, Craig.
No, that's fine. So I just wanted to respond to some of the comments about news coverage. My understanding is that the news is happy to cover local events, and I think they do their best when they can, but it's always a question of people. They need reporters to go out to events, and frequently there aren't reporters to do that coverage, and you can't just throw anybody in. They have to be reporters who are trained in how to gather news and interpret it and present it to people. And I know the news department in the past has had reporter training programs. I don't know whether those are still going on.
I apologize to you, but it's for questions and answers to the general manager.
I'm kidding. Okay. I'm getting my question. And my question to Andrew is whether there are such programs going on, and if there are not, whether that's something that you could investigate with the news department. My understanding is the news is totally happy to cover local events. The question really is having trained people to do it, and I'm just wondering whether we have a system for that.
Andrew, I think it's finally come around to you again.
I'll go after him.
Let him
go first.
Sure.
You pass? No, I'd like to.
I'll ask,
he's got a long list of things to address, so I'll go after him.
Well, no, it's either now or never. I'm chairing the meeting.
You sure are. I might be the whole count.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you guys, there's a trend that I feel like is developing here, and I think Andrew's in the best position to address it. But when I hear, you know, I think it's nice, a personal invitation to Dan to come and address the news department. And I think it's interesting that Barbara apparently is going to the staff meetings. And I think that this notion of handpicking staff, whatever, LSB members to participate at different levels. And here, Andrew, what I hear you say is that I'm not welcome to participate in the development process that you're developing. And I don't understand the process. I don't know why you would throw that away. I don't get it. It seems like a waste. Because I don't, you know, I was talking with my colleagues here earlier today, and we have a significant development proposal that we would like to offer. I do not want to sit in this room and talk about development with a board that is disconnected from the head of the organization. It is a futile waste of time. And I thought I heard you say that you wanted our participation. We don't all have $1,000 just to throw in the direction of KPFA's coffers. But what we do have is what apparently the people that have elected us, I think they had the expectation that we would help in the development of the station. So I feel like I betray the people who voted for me and put me here because I said to them, if you put me here, I will work to develop and do that work. But I cannot do that without your help and without your invitation. And it feels like this body should have a development committee that is working with Goalbusters and you to extend our influence and develop and manifest these projects. So I don't understand your reasoning. I don't get it, and it feels like an abrogation. It feels like a bit of a betrayal. So I'd love for you to address that in more detail. And I hope that I'm wrong, and I'm hoping that you'll stay for the development conversation, and I'm hoping that you leave the door open to LSB members, all who want to participate.
Brian?
Just a very quick question, because staffing came up. This board has the power and authority to create a pool for the position of program director. If we were to do that, would you actually hire from that pool? Last year's board, I understand, felt frustrated when Pacifica's executive director.
I'm going to turn it back. The board can overrule me. Yeah. Turn it back to Andrew for answers. Yes.
Working backwards, was that question addressed to me,
yep.
Brian? I don't know as interim if I'm allowed to select a program director, but I'd like to address that issue really briefly before I get on to the questions. You know, conventional radio, we would say we need a program director. I think we need something like a new media director or a media platform developer or someone who has some way of moving this organization laterally out onto other media platforms. Look, we've had programming at KPFA for 64 years. We've still got pretty good programming. It can be improved. But what we haven't been able to do is expand that programming into other markets and into other media. So I would suggest, rather than a conventional program director, a discussion about the kind of person who could move our organization forward laterally in a different way would be a really valuable discussion. Program directors... A lot of program directors don't really direct program at all. They're like traffic cops. They just facilitate programming which already exists. So I think that would be an interesting discussion. But, yeah, I'm not the development director, nor am I the program director, but I'm responsible for all of those areas. But I don't do it all by myself. I do it with help of many people at KPFA. And it's relatively smooth, actually. I don't know whether that's because of me or whether it's because of the maturity of the organization at KPFA and the structure. There's a lot of competent people there who give me advice, which I act on, and we really do, I think, work in a fairly open management structure at KPFA. I'd be interested in the staff input on that to see if they agree, but that's been my strategy. We do have a reporter training project, Craig, still alive and well at KPFA, and I often hear new voices on our news, people I never heard before. They suddenly turn up, and they sound pretty darn good a lot of the time, too. The LSB is embedded in the community, it's true. And I think it would be really valuable for me and maybe for the board, but certainly for me, to really understand what the responsibilities of the LSB are. From my understanding, the LSB is an advisory organization. That doesn't mean that the LSB should be down at the station doing hands-on development, making phone calls to people, working on budgets. That's not your job. That's our job. Your job is to oversee that, to see that we're doing it. And guess what? We're doing it. We've got a development person. Come in. We invited you to come and talk. What did you tell them? I said, tell them. Talk to them. Give them ideas. Good. So you had an opportunity to speak to them. Okay. Sorry about that. But that's the situation. I have invited the board in, and I've invited the producers in. They came in. I have a list of names somewhere in this book of who came. And we'll do the same next time. You're very welcome to speak to the development people, but I can't manage a station, you can't manage a too many cooks spoil the broth. We'll be tripping all over each other. Come on. It's our job to work with the development professionals who've been doing it for 30 years, and they're actually doing something. They can't be answerable to 25 people. Okay. Sharam brings up some very important points. This was a little bit of a mess, but I think we made a save. At one point, we were going to cancel this event. Bob Baldock didn't want to cancel it. I'm led by Bob Baldock. He's been doing this for 25 years in this instance. I rely on his judgment. And so we didn't cancel the event. I don't know whether we should have or whether we should not have, but we didn't cancel it, and we made a compromise to have a debate. But I agree, we could have more input. And in the same way as you all could be giving input to our news department, we can talk about that in a moment, you can be giving input to Bob too, and maybe we should set up some procedure for doing that, but we don't have time to do that now, but I'd be willing to explore that. Jack talked about special programming and a news advisory, and I've got down here with asterisk forming a news advisory group. Well, maybe we should do something like that, get some community members together and once a quarter report back on how KPFA is doing with news. I'd be interested in Burton as an old newsman's opinion of that. David talked about the UPSO paid staff, some strategy for measuring time. Well, we haven't done that, but there has been another computer system developed for people to fill in their names and times. And I'm not sure it's even workable, David, but that's another thing we need to talk about. I'd like to come to an UPSO meeting and talk about that.
Please do.
Janet, what role did the Goldbusters play in the last fund drive? Well, I don't understand that question. It's not Goldbusters' drive to run the fund drive. We run the fund drive. They came and advised us. They came on air and pitched. They watched. They observed. They've come up with a lot of talking points. They've been observing. It's not their role to actually do the fund driving as much as advise us on how we can do it better. And we're expecting a report on that soon. But they were very engaged. And as I said, I'm very pleased with the work they're doing. Okay. In regard to staff meetings, members, staff minute meetings coming back to the LSB, well, that's a funny one. You know, on one hand, quote unquote, you say LSB members can't come to our meetings, so should I say, okay, well, you can't see our minutes? I mean, do you see the sort of dissonance there? I mean, why wouldn't you be able to come to our meetings? I think it's great for you to come and hear what's going at the meetings, personally. But some of our staff don't, because I guess we're all walking around on tiptoes, unfortunately. But we have some brief minutes. I don't know whether they give the spirit of the meeting or not, but I'd be happy to share them with you. I've got nothing to hide in regard to those minutes. But I think that's... Did I answer? I think I get to Joy, who asked about Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz is problematic. Santa Cruz, let's talk about it seriously, though, Joy. Santa Cruz is a pimple on a pumpkin. Quite frankly, I've had way bigger issues to deal with than Santa Cruz. And I agree Santa Cruz should be dealt with. But I sometimes have problems, with as much as I respect my technical staff at KPFA, with getting some... I need some engineering help to get something signed off so that transmitter down there is turned on. It's a tiny transmitter serving a tiny area, which is in a broadcast shadow area. I think the university is in that area in Santa Cruz, and that's what it's about. But it's not a big issue, but it's an issue. And yes, keep on me, and maybe we'll finally get something done on that. I've spoken to Don Mussel, who lives in Hawaii, who comes back here, and he's great for KPFA, the Pacifica engineer. I've spoken to Michael. It's not totally forgotten, but we do need to move forward on it more aggressively. I think that's all.
Okay. I'm sorry, Janet.
So I had asked you about inviting other LSB members to meet with the new staff.
I'll speak to the new staff about that first. I don't know how to answer that right now, but yeah, I am open. I think it's great to get advice, consultation. I would like to see that meeting happen. I think it would be really healthy, a respectful meeting to talk about ideas. And, you know, as a journalist, you know, I have differences with what our news puts out. I have differences with what a lot of stuff goes out on KPFA. But what I like about KPFA that there is a lot of stuff that I have differences with. There's this, there's that, there's this, there's that, and there's this, and that's what we do. We're not going to march in lockstep. I'm not going to demand that. The news, some people say that's too conservative. And they say Bernstein should get off the Palestine issue. Maybe he should. But I don't know whether I'm going to tell him that. I mean, you know, I mean, we have different points of views on the radio. That's who we are, and I think that's one of our strengths. Which isn't to say, again, that we can't get into more detailed, deeper local news coverage. And sometimes we do. Maybe we should do more.
Okay, my friends, we have eaten up the half hour and the extended half hour, and we have not had the executive session. I remind the board that the ultimate power of decision-making is in your hands by majority action. But to move things along, I now declare that we are ready to move into executive session.
I have a request.
Yeah, Barbara?
Since the time has, you know, we've changed where we are, can we move the break up to right now?
Yeah, good idea. I'm not even going to take a vote on that. We have a 20-minute break, folks.
Let's do
10. Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
Hold it, folks. I'm being overruled by my bosses.
No. 10-minute break. Come on.
10 minutes. Andrew,
break. Yeah.
Could somebody get Andrew? We're in session now. Somebody get Andrew a mic, please.
Andrea.
Forget it. Do what you want.
Okay. It's been suggested that we take a 10-minute break. Could we come back at 5 minutes of by that clock? Thank you very much.